Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. The original Star Wars film was released in 1977, and the world was forever changed. 38 years later, Star Wars is just as popular as ever, and after much anticipation and hope for the future of the franchise, Star Wars The Force Awakens was released on December 18th, 2015.
There has been an awakening. Have you felt it?
The Force Awakens opened in 4,134 theaters and raked in $247 million in North America opening weekend, with pre-sale tickets totaling more than $100 million. Whoa! Needless to say, the film is shattering box office records and seems to be an unstoppable force.
The Force?
Yes, Luke, the Force is strong with this film. To understand the phenomenon of The Force Awakens, we have to go back to the beginning of the Star Wars saga. In this episode, we'll explore the origins of Star Wars, find out the impact it had on fans then and now with The Force Awakens, and hear one father's experience of introducing his child to that galaxy far, far away. This is The Jedi Beat. Initially, Star Wars, now known as A New Hope, opened on Wednesday, May 25th, 1977, in a whopping total of 32 theaters. Within a couple days, additional bookings were added, bringing the grand total to 43 theaters. Charles Lippincott, who is the advertising publicity supervisor on Star Wars A New Hope, said that at the time, theaters just didn't want the movie. In fact, they were lucky to even get 30 theaters to open it. Perhaps 20th Century Fox should have used a Jedi mind trick on them. You will show Star Wars at your theater. But what about Star Wars' big opening at the prestigious Grauman's Chinese Theater? Well, according to Lippincott, the only reason they got booked in that famed Hollywood Boulevard theater in the first place was because the new William Friedkin film, Sorcerer, wasn't ready to be screened. It was scheduled to be ready by May 25th, and when it wasn't, Star Wars took its spot and was given a month run in the Chinese theater. To the surprise of many, Star Wars was a mega hit that opening weekend. Producer Gary Kurtz had been hopeful about the film, but even he didn't anticipate the Star Wars fever that would sweep the nation that weekend. Here he is in 2012.
We had sold it to Fox on the basis that there was a hardcore science fiction audience out there. And if we were able to create enough buzz and get that audience to come and see the film, that it would make its money back. And some would make a small profit for Fox. The thing that we hadn't realized at the time was that there hadn't been a space opera type of science fiction in the Forbidden Planet Flash Gordon mold in a long time.
Some might say that Star Wars is the ultimate postmodernist film, in that it blends many different genres of film. You can see influences from the space adventures of Flash Gordon, to Sergio Leone's spaghetti westerns, to Akira Kurosawa's samurai films, all throughout Star Wars. Even Casablanca, the 1942 film starring Humphrey Bogart, served as inspiration for the Mos Eisley Cantina. And here's a fun little tidbit. It could be pure coincidence, but the amount for a boat out of Casablanca is 15,000 francs.
Third boat.
Thank you.
And bring the 15,000 francs in cash.
And the price of passage to Alderaan?
10,000, all in advance.
We can pay you 2,000 now, plus 15 when we reach Alderaan.
It's this cinematic tapestry that gives Star Wars its eclectic feel, and as George Lucas said in 1975, it should look familiar, but at the same time, not be familiar at all. According to George Lucas, the reason for Star Wars' success is pretty simple, as he explained in a 1977 documentary that aired on ABC.
I think one of the key factors in the success is that it's a positive film. It has heroes and villains, and that it essentially is a fun movie to watch. It's been a long time since people have been able to go to the movies and see a sort of straightforward, wholesome, fun adventure.
Obi-Wan himself, Sir Alec Guinness, had similar thoughts on why the film was so popular. This is him on a talk show in 1977.
I think a marvelous, healthy innocence.
Yes.
Great pace, wonderful to look at, full of guts, nothing unpleasant. I mean, people go bang, bang, and people fall over and are dead. But, no horrors, no sleazy sex. In fact, actually, no sex at all if it comes to that. And a sort of wonderful freshness about it, kind of like a wonderful fresh air.
If Star Wars was a breath of fresh air, then audiences were desperate to take it in by seeing the film over and over again.
I've seen Star Wars about a dozen times.
17 times.
Star Wars, 22 times.
40 times, and it was great each time.
All together, we have seen Star Wars 324 times.
Anthony Daniels, who played C-3PO, remembers a different side of Star Wars mania.
There were lines around the block.
We've been here for 6 days and it's great!
Residents in LA were angry because people were peeing in their gardens. I mean, plants died to bring you this movie.
Years later, it would be the Bothans who died to bring... Sorry, I couldn't resist. Let's go back to 1977 and zoom in on one man who became a fan after seeing the film that opening weekend.
Hi, I'm Mike Landa, Jennifer's father. I was working at KNX Radio in Hollywood, and
till about 11:30, I was a reporter, and my friend, Phil Reed, was an anchorman. So I told him, hey, Phil, I hear this Star Wars movie is really great. Let's go up to Hollywood Boulevard and check out the midnight show. And he says, yeah, he says, I've already seen it, but I'll see it again. So we go up to Hollywood Boulevard for the midnight show. And it was kind of a weird thing because we go to the ticket window. And the lady says, well, thank goodness you're here. We couldn't figure out why. And her idea was that we were police officers because we kind of looked like cops. And I guess the reason was they had a full crowd and a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And Hollywood Boulevard at the time was a little bit rough. So that's where we went, was to a midnight show.
And at that midnight showing of Star Wars, my dad sat in his seat, awestruck by a movie that looked familiar, but at the same time, was not familiar at all.
Well, I'd never seen anything like it, although, you know, I may have.
Really?
Because the opening crawl was inspired by the Flash Gordon opening. And as a kid, I saw Flash Gordon. But it was not done as well, obviously, right?
Sure.
And so then all of a sudden you're sitting there, and you know, usually in a movie you expect something to come from the left or the right or at you, but I don't recall anything coming over your head like that.
The Imperial Star Destroyer going over your head.
And it fills the screen. So that's why, you know, to see it in a movie theater is so much more impressive.
One of my earliest Star Wars memories is of my dad describing that opening scene and explaining why it was so impressive. At that time, Return of the Jedi was my favorite film. I loved Jabba and those furry little savages known as the Ewoks, but I always had a great appreciation for the original Star Wars movie because it made such a huge impression on my dad. Now, why did you feel like it was important to tell me about the importance of Star Wars?
You know, I guess I got such an enjoyment out of seeing it, and it really connected to me. And I guess partially because as a child, I was really entranced by good movies. Lawrence of Arabia. Classic films that were just incredible. And so this had an impact on me also because as a kid, you'd go to see a movie and you'd see a cartoon and then a serial and then the movie. And the serial was kind of like those adventures, you know, where people would get in danger and all of a sudden, what happens next week, right?
Right.
Who is this new prisoner of the Outlaws? Have the Outlaws a traitor in their ranks? For the stirring answers, see Blast.
And I think the format here is that Lucas took the idea of the serial and kind of wanted to. In fact, I think Flash Gordon was an influence on him.
What's that?
That's the oscillator. Unless you free me, you will be dashed to death.
And the thing about Flash Gordon in those days was that the special effects were so crude. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so to have these special effects blow you away, I mean, that's what's so impressive. You can talk about all the special effects and stuff, but really, I think what drew people in was the story that it told. You know?
Right, and the characters. And
the characters. Did you care about them?
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
People.
Say the names Han, Leia, Luke. It evokes a strong feeling in you, if you're a Star Wars fan. And it was these fantastic characters and the great story of Star Wars that created generations of fans. After the galactic success of Star Wars in 1977, people wanted to see more and learn more about what happened to these memorable characters. And thankfully for all of us, George Lucas and his team began work on creating the sequels. Here's Gary Kurtz and George Lucas.
We are working on story material that will develop into potentially one or more motion pictures that will use the same characters. I like to consider them different adventures rather than direct sequels.
Obviously, the Empire is still there, Darth Vader is still there, and it's going to also evolve with new characters coming in, new problems, new worlds.
Thank the maker for all these legendary Star Wars stories that have kept people, like myself, passionate about the franchise for most of our lives. Since that fateful weekend in May of 77, fans have expressed their love for Star Wars in countless ways.
In the modern world, success can't be confined to one medium. It spills over into every area of our lives. Star Wars has spawned more Star Wars than anyone can count. It has become an inescapable phenomenon.
Collecting action figures, buying t-shirts, making screen-accurate costumes, Star Wars fandom can be proudly displayed for the world to see. However, Star Wars isn't just about the collectibles. It's really about a community of friends and like-minded people who love the films wholeheartedly. And throughout the years, part of that camaraderie has honestly come from waiting in line for Star Wars with our fellow fans. Whether it meant camping out in the rain for days while waiting in line for the 1999 release of Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
This will be the fourth night here.
And this night it's raining.
Yeah, this is usually the harshest. But we've had a hell of a time. I mean, it's keeping us busy. We've been distributing plastic bags to everybody. We got to make sure everybody's got umbrellas. We were the only tent until about 2 p.m. today, and all of a sudden there's about 12 of them now. My friend Corey's dad brought out his sailboat cover, 80 feet by 60 feet, so that took care of a good 50 people.
Nice.
That's if you see around the corner, it's just this blue, huge behemoth. It's hilarious.
The lines
three times as long as it was yesterday afternoon.
It's just going to get longer tomorrow.
To waiting in line at the Chinese theater in Los Angeles for almost 2 weeks before Star Wars The Force Awakens.
90% of this is about family, is about our friends, you know, and getting together. 10% of it is about the movie.
So when The Force Awakens was finally released, I decided I'd bring things full circle and take my dad to a showing that opening weekend.
How would you say that this experience coming into the theater was different this time around than in 1977?
Well, of course, this time I kind of knew what I was in for, right? But I got to tell you, this was extremely enjoyable. I had a wonderful time, very entertaining. And my advice to Star Wars fans is to just lay back and enjoy it. Don't worry about criticism, nitpicking. It's such a satisfying film. The dialogue, the acting, the direction, special effects. It's a great package. I mean, I just enjoyed it all.
What were some of your favorite moments, or what was your favorite moment from the film?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny, the opening. It just kind of touches you, because wait a minute, we're back to where we were, right? The opening scene is very familiar. Of course, seeing Harrison Ford and the original actors is great. But I don't know, it just all in all, so compelling. It drew you in. There's humor. I liked the humor. One other point, I think, you know, for those of us who saw the original, that was the starting point. But now for today's young people, today's kids, this is their beginning of that journey. And it's a great foundation for them to have a wonderful storytelling. Of course, the visual effects are so much better nowadays. And so it's a great way for young people to start off in Star Wars.
How did it feel to see Harrison, a guy your age, up there on screen, firing a blaster?
No, that was really great. I mean, there's a great connection there, right? He's my age, and he's up there on the screen doing this stuff, and he's, you know, strong, a little sarcastic, right?
Was it inspiring?
Yeah, very inspiring for us oldsters.
Standing in the lobby of the ArcLight Cinemas in Hollywood that afternoon, there was definitely an energy and excitement amongst Star Wars fans that was palpable. As my dad and I stood by a life-size replica of a First Order stormtrooper, we noticed two fans that seemed particularly enthusiastic after their viewing of the film.
Brandon.
And?
Anik. It was absolutely amazing. It did not disappoint in any way, shape, or form. You read a lot of things about it online without trying to spoil it for yourself, just to find out if it really lives up to the hype, and it really does. It's so well written. The pacing is amazing. The visuals, I'm just so glad that they did so much in camera. And it was just incredibly impressive how they were able to put all those elements together and really make it work. And it really will not disappoint.
The first time I saw Star Wars, I was like 6 years old, and I saw it on Beta. The Betamax tape, you know, so because I was born in 1980. But when Han and Leia come out on this, I mean, I cried like 8 times during the movie, probably, to be honest. I mean, when the music hit, and then when they show up, and then the Falcon goes off, it's like, ah, but... yeah, it was awesome. You know, I was trying to keep my expectations, because it's like, how can you live up to that? But first, I mean, somehow he J.J. Abrams, he did it.
Even the opening, all of a sudden you felt, wow, we're back, right?
Yeah, if it was like time traveling, but again, like, they updated it. I mean, the characters, like you were saying, the new characters with the diversity, it still felt within the universe. It felt like it made sense. And the next two movies I can't wait.
In terms of, like, criticism, people are saying that perhaps it is too much like A New Hope and the old films. What do you say to that?
I mean, I think those people would be crazy, personally. I mean, you've got Star Wars here. It's like a trope that has been something that other filmmakers have been bouncing off of for 30 years now. So to say it's too much like one of the greatest movies ever made is not a criticism to me. I mean, you look around here, people are dressed up, people are smiling. I mean, we were looking at each other just laughing through the whole thing. That's what you want when you go to the movies. So,
spending an afternoon with my dad watching a Star Wars film made me the happiest big kid there. So I had to ask him, when he first introduced me to the world of Star Wars, did he ever imagine he'd ignite a fandom fire in me that would burn 30 plus years later?
So, you know, Jennifer, when you're a parent, you just become one, you're not sure what your children would pick up, what influence you'll have on them. To me, I've always been a big movie fan. And so Star Wars was an obvious thing to try to share with you. So I didn't know it would be this effective.
You did an excellent job.
The magic of Star Wars does not lie only in its brilliant special effects. Its power derives from something simpler and rarer, the romantic spirit that moves in it. Before it, we are all young again, and everything seems possible.
Maybe you had a similar experience with your family or friends around the first time you discovered Star Wars. Or maybe you're creating new Star Wars memories now with your children. Whatever the case may be, we are in a new era of Star Wars. An awakening of sorts. And boy, it is an incredible time to be a fan. Special thanks to my dad for being a part of this podcast and for really being a part of my Star Wars journey throughout my entire life. Also, special thanks to Anik and Brandon, who I met at the Arclight Cinemas, and a huge thank you to Ken Knapsack for being what I like to call my Obi-Wan Kenobi in the world of podcasting. He has just been so supportive of me and my work, and I'm truly grateful to both him and Joseph Scrimshaw for letting me be a part of their Force Center feed. If you'd like to see a companion video to this episode, it's a little bit more on the silly side with my mom, my dad, and my sister, check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/JenniferLanda. As I like to say, let's keep the discussion going online. You can find me on my social media sites, including Twitter, at Jennifer Landa, hashtag JediBeat, Force 5, and many, many thanks to all of you listening out there. Be sure to subscribe. And until next time, this has been The Jedi Beat.
Where will it all end? Perhaps R2, it will never end.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.